50 years ago, Marsha Burns wanted to be a Supreme Court justice. Today, she's an acclaimed photographer. Her work is in galleries and museums around the world. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Soman introduces us to Marsha Burns in this installment of Art of Our City.
Marsha Burns has always been something of an art maverick.
My mother tells me, I have no memory of this, that the teacher called her in and she said, I don't know what Marsha's problem is, but she only draws in black and white.
60 years later, Burns' black and white photographs hang from the walls of her studio. Portraits of transgender people, street kids, and the like. Each one is more than 2 feet tall. In the 1980s, Burns prowled Seattle streets looking for people who intrigued her.
I was doing pictures of edgy people, you know, people who didn't, by definition, fit into the society. And when I would approach them and say, I'd like to make your picture, they were thrilled.
Burns used a large format Polaroid camera. It was too big to carry with her, so she invited her subjects into her studio. She never knew if they'd show up. Galleries sold the portraits to art collectors, but Burns and her husband depended on commercial photography to pay their bills.
When everything shifted to digital, and it did so quite rapidly, we really lost our income. Fortunately, we were just on the cusp of becoming eligible for Social Security.
Now, in her eighth decade, Burns still takes pictures, and she's still interested in the people she sees on the street, but she doesn't often invite them into her studio. She's not quite as driven as she was in her younger days. Still, Burns suspects she'd have an easier time getting people to pose for her now.
I'm nicer.
In downtown Seattle, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.